You're listening to the audio production of The Governess of Penwith Hall by Sarah E. Ladd, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jude Mason.
Prologue. Winter, 1808. Cornwall, southwest England. A biting gust of Cornish wind screamed downward from the churning sky, billowing Cordelia Greythorne's jet-black travelling cape. She reached to secure the hood atop her head, and as she did, her grip on her valise slackened. The heavy bag plummeted to the snow-laden ground below. Through a veil of tears, Delia looked to the satchel, and the sharp burning in her lungs reminded her to breathe. With the exception of her trunk that had already been loaded onto the carriage, everything she owned, every single possession remaining in her small, forlorn world, was encased in the worn fabric bag. She had packed and repacked it, as if the bag held treasure. And now it sat waterlogged on the uneven cobblestone, a dusting of fluffy flakes gathered on the bag's wooden handle, appearing almost blue in the dawning light. The rare snow would soon be gone. Warm air would eventually rush up from the sea, melting any bits of ice coating the harsh landscape. How odd that the weather should be so violent on her final morning, as if even the moorlands were attempting to push her away. A fresh tear formed, and as she bent down to retrieve the valise, the coachman appeared at her side, the capes of his greatcoat flapping in the harsh gale, his shaggy grey hair whipping wildly. "May I?" Delia pivoted to prevent him from taking it. "No, thank you." She snatched it up and clutched the soggy bag to her. "I'll keep it with me." The coachman retreated to the carriage and resumed his post.